Welcome to our podcast. This is Jimmy.
You probably should say hello first.
Oh, hi.
Hello, and welcome to the Ryan Show.
Yeah. Ryan and Jimmy. Ryan, I'm Jimmy.
I'm Ryan.
You're Ryan. And we're husbands. And
we're also partners in crime, which is why our podcast is called The Husbandits.
Yeah. So we have been together for 13 years.
Yep. Quite a while.
How do we meet, Ryan?
We met on a first date where we were getting wine and cheese.
I was like a pimp, daddy.
Okay, let's already start this thing over again.
Hello, and welcome to our podcast. I'm Jimmy.
And I'm Ryan.
And we're husbands.
Yep.
And we are the...
Oh, Husbandits.
Husbandits, yes. So, we've been together for 13 years.
Yep.
And Ryan, do you really want to tell people how we met?
Yeah, we met on a first date underneath the stars, and it was very romantic.
Sure. We met at a nightclub. And it was supposed to be a one-night stand, and it ended up being 13 years.
I think this is a lot. I love
watching Ryan's mother's face when we share that story with other people.
I feel like this is a bad first impression, but it's all Jimmy's doing.
Well, Ryan was a Class A clinger.
Stage 5 clinger.
A Stage 5 clinger, and he would not go home. So it's like we came to my house. After we met at the club, I just said, hey, good looking. And he's like, oh, hey, daddy. And we went to my house, staying with the roommates. And then he never left. And then we moved in a month later. Right?
Great.
So,
ta-da!
Yay.
Well, I'm sure people were really looking forward to that introduction to our podcast. I'm just looking at your notes, and it says, how we met one night stand turned hook, line, sinker. What does that even mean?
Well, like, hook, line, you know, you hook, line, and then sinker. You know this?
You said I was fishing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a catch. I am.
Oh,
you see this
no.
good-looking wavy hair?
Oh, no. Okay, anyways.
Curves that I got going on here. My little lady humps or bumps.
Oh my god.
Check me out.
Anyways, we are foster daddies. We've got 3 foster kiddos that we have had for 2.5 years.
Lots to talk about there.
Yep. We also have 3 dogs, one of which is what we have deemed a pup monster.
She is new to our family. She is a golden retriever.
Yep. She is crazy. She eats all the things, including diapers, shoes, the sprinkler cords or wires that are in the ground.
If it can fit through the doggy door, it is in the backyard. You know, like a bed in the bag. Remember we bought Zach that bed in the bag?
Yeah.
And I came in here, I was like, what is that noise in the backyard, like to the backyard? You know, I'm hearing like some banging sound. And I see Luna picking up the bed in the bag with her mouth and trying to like bring it through the backyard doggy door.
And then we've got Percy, and he's our little terrier chihuahua thing.
Jack Russell mix. I think he's like a mix of Jack Russell.
Yeah.
So we have Golden Retriever, which is Luna. Stella Luna.
Stella Luna.
And Ollie is our German Shepherd. And Percy is our whatever mix.
So a lot of chaos in our house and a lot of stuff all over the floor and in the backyard. And just, yeah, we just got done at Cheeky Monkey today. Where we took the kids, and that's basically like an indoor playground type of thing because it's been rainy and they have a lot of energy that they needed to burn off. So we decided to take them there today.
It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. We kind of sat and talked about what we were wanting to accomplish out of this podcast and like what, you know, what's the main reason why we're doing a podcast. But a little bit more about us. I'm a realtor, just newly licensed here in the Dallas, Texas area.
So we definitely, you know, have very fast-paced careers and are always running a million miles an hour.
Well, mine's just starting, though. Like, I'm just starting.
I was trying to make yours sound cooler than it is right now.
Really not. Like, I'm just now starting. So if you know anybody looking to buy or sell a house here in the Dallas Metroplex, please refer them to me, JimHenryDFW.com.
But you probably won't after you listen to this podcast.
So that goes into, like, this podcast, we really want it to be unscripted. We do not have a script. Just want to be our true, authentic selves, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of share about our story, because I feel like, you know, it's worth telling. And this is just a way for us to be able to have an outlet to be able to share that with other people, and also to help build our relationship. You know, we've been together for 13 years, and I feel like we both were talking about this earlier today, that we really know a lot about each other, almost all there is to really know about each other. Do you think that? No.
Yeah, I mean, we pretty much know what each other is thinking, what we're going to say, and we're those people that when we go out on a date, whenever that happens, which is very rare, they're like, let's talk about the kids, and let's talk about the dogs, because yeah, we literally know all the things.
But I feel like we need to, like, communicate more together. And I was like, back in November, December, we had thought about doing a podcast then. We just weren't ready. I had left my job in property management, and it was just too much, especially with COVID. There's no way I could be traveling every week, leaving home for days, you know, days at a time with Ryan having the kids or being responsible for the kids. There's just no way. So I quit my job and I became a stay-at-home dad and then decided to become a realtor. But during that, we were talking about doing a podcast.
The format of the show is, you know, honestly just catching up about what's going on in our life as far as relationships and parenthood and work and figuring out all the things. And then, you know, bringing together some things, talking points where we can really explore what it looks like to be the couple that we are, and knowing that there's a lot of people probably in the same space where you do know all there is to know about your partner. So finding some interesting things for us to learn about from each other and have just a candid conversation, and maybe we'll all learn something new, but also have opportunities to discuss with each other.
Yeah. And I think it's, you know, we were talking, I made this silly comment, like, it's, you know, it's like relationship therapy, but we just decided to go with a podcast.
Yeah.
Right.
Which I feel like a lot of people do.
Yeah, it's just a good outlet for us to be able to get in touch with one another and then let others be able to connect with us.
Yes.
So, and that brings us to our...
Okay, y'all, we're going to have to think of better names for stuff.
Yeah, we don't really know what we're doing.
Yeah. So
we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. They're like, yeah, we already know you don't know what you're doing. We figured that out as soon as we started.
By the way, if y'all are hearing, like, noises and stuff, it's me, it's like, sipping on my beverage. So
yeah, and we don't know how to work this microphone or any of the things, so that's fun too. But anyways, the first thing that we have as part of our show is called Bandit Banter. Jimmy's gonna ask me a question, and then I'm gonna ask him a question, and we're gonna see how far we go.
Okay, sure. Would you rather be Batman or Spider-Man? I think I already know the answer to this.
How about, which one do you think I would want to be?
I think you would want to be Spider-Man, because you already have the costume. You don't have to, like, go out and buy another Batman. Like, buy Batman. You'd be Spider-Man.
Wrongo. I would not want to be Spider-Man, because I hate spiders, and I think all of his superpowers are really dumb. Like, shooting out spider webs and, like, swinging on who knows what. Like, that's not cool. Would you rather be stuck on a broken ski lift or in a broken elevator?
Well, I don't go skiing, so an elevator. I've never been skiing. Have you been skiing?
No, I haven't, but that made for a boring question. Hold on. Let me ask you another one. Okay, hold on.
Would you rather?
Stop. Okay. Okay, would you rather be 4'5" or 7'7"?
I want to be tall. 7'7".
But why do you want to be tall?
Because I feel like taller people have more, like, prestige. I don't know.
But 7'7"?
Yeah, I'd be tall. Like, why?
And then you wouldn't be able to, like, go through doors or fit in a shower.
Oh, you know what?
Or lay on a bed.
I'll be short.
Okay.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because I live longer. because gravity would have less pull, like, right? Because if you're shorter, gravity has less pull on you, right? And if you're taller, like, don't they have like, don't like, if you're taller, then over time you get like the little hunch or whatever, the like a little
I've been drinking my drink a little
bit. We're gonna edit all of this.
Yes.
Out.
Okay.
Okay. There we go.
Would you rather have Rambo or the Terminator on your site?
Why is that so funny?
Because you don't know who Rambo is.
I don't know who Rambo is.
Oh my god.
So the Terminator.
And you only know the Terminator, who the Terminator is, because of me.
But which one would you think?
Ryan, since
you
know, does not watch TV. He is not a TV watcher.
But since you know who both watcher. Of them are, who do you think I would pick?
I think you would pick, I don't know. I think you would pick the Terminator. Because you're like, I'll be back.
I'll be back, Felicia.
No, I think you'd pick the Terminator. Because, you know, you get to come into the world like in a ball. And you're a robot from the past or from the future.
A ball?
Yeah, it's like, well, I don't know. It's like the movie, like it shows them coming into like the past from the future in like a little sphere. And then they're butt naked because they don't have clothes, I guess. And whatever the future is. And so they come in naked into the world. And they got to go like kill people and get clothes.
Okay, Jimmy. So I have prepared a mystery topic for you that you don't know what it is. Okay. And we're not calling things, are we? This could be Ryan's mystery
box.
Box.
Or Ryan... I have no clue. I know.
Anyways, what we're going to do is, like, I feel like we should just find things that each...
Oh, sorry. I'm sipping on my drink.
Find things that each other doesn't know about or, you know, try and stump each... I don't know. Let me just figure out what I've got for you today. Are you ready?
Yes.
When do you think that the smallest reptile on Earth was discovered?
Well, it would have to be discovered, like... I would say when humans walked the earth, like when became, I don't know. I mean.
That's how we knew when the smallest reptile was on earth.
Documented? Or.
Yeah, probably then. Because we wouldn't know, would we?
Well, I mean, because you would have to say, like, human beings would have to, like, know, like, they have to document it. Or, I mean, you're saying document? Because, like, we would know, oh, that is some kind of green thing that's got a long tail right there. Or, like, when we developed language and we were like, oh, that's a reptile. That's a reptile right there.
This took a turn in a different direction. So, the smallest reptile on Earth was discovered in 2021. Discovered or documented, whatever term you want to use.
Okay.
And what kind of reptile do you think it is?
Like a lizard?
It is a lizard. Okay. It's a little... it's a little chameleon.
Like, how do we just discover a chameleon? Like, weren't they already discovered?
But the smallest one on Earth. So, this little
How do we not know about that?
Because it is 13 and a half millimeters, which is like half an inch big.
It's like as big as it gets?
Yeah. It's like the size of like a little match head on a match.
Oh, poor little guy.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's so cute. So anyways, it's called Brookesia Nana, or Nana. What's my name? And they call it a nano chameleon.
That's cute.
Yeah, and it lives on the forest floor, and it was discovered in northern Madagascar, but its closest relative was discovered in 2012. And they found that the genitals of the Brookesia Nana, what's its name, specimen were almost 1/5 of its body size. So he's got that going for him. Not everything is small.
Oh my god, Ryan. Wasn't this supposed to be family friendly?
It was. But this is scientific facts.
Oh, okay.
And so it's going to take a few years for them to really confirm if it's the smallest or not, because they also have to find more of these little lizard things to be able to
determine. But where do they find this lizard at?
I told you, northern Madagascar.
Oh, okay.
Do I know how they found and stumbled across these little tiny lizards? No, I don't.
Well, it's like I guess they are discovering new animals, you know.
But that's like a little tiny lizard. It's so cute.
Like different kinds of fish species that they're finding. But like animals surprise you. Like we were watching the humpback whale. I don't know if y'all seen the YouTube video that went viral, but the lady was in the water. She's done this for pretty much her whole life. And she gets in the water, she's taking pictures, and all of a sudden this humpback, I guess, is like approaching her, and she's like, wow, he's kind of coming at me very quickly. And so she puts her hand out on his nose and she's trying to stop him. This is like a 50,000 pound humpback whale. She ain't gonna be able to stop a humpback whale. So, but she puts her hand out, I guess, and then she sees in the background, like, she was thinking it was like another whale, but she realized, oh my god, it's a tiger shark, and he's coming at me really fast. And so the humpback whale is like pushing her towards the boat that she was in, and she pushed her all the way to safety. She got back into the boat, and she's like, wow, the whale saved my life. And then a year later, that same whale and her
got married.
No. No, but I was watching on the Today Show, or was it Ellen? I don't know what I was watching. But she was doing like a documentary, and the whale, she saw the whale. The whale came up, and it was the same whale. It had the scars and everything on the nose that she recalled, and it was the same whale. And they made eye contact. And he was so excited to see her, supposedly. I mean, I don't know how you tell, like, if a whale's excited to see you.
He goes, hello.
Hello.
Anyways, well, I got my information from the World Economic Forum. And do you want to see a picture of one?
Yes, I do.
Look at. Look at what it is. And there's a little match, you see.
Oh, my God. Is that its like?
Look.
Okay, so I was watching the news in the morning, this morning, about 3D houses.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I walked past the TV this morning and heard something about a 3D printed house.
Yeah, so, and I think it was Austin or somewhere, there's a company that's building affordable 3D houses and our housing. And it's, they use a 5,000 pound machine to print off, it's like, looks like concrete, but it's printing off like the house, the lower level, and then they use like traditional framing to do the top part, but it's really cool.
But do they like print off the whole bottom part of the house?
Yeah, they print off the whole bottom.
Or they print off pieces and put them together?
No, it's not put together. It's like the machine is printing off the house, like even the inside of the wall. But see, like, isn't that cool?
Yeah, and you're on like the Business Insider for these pictures here. But,
yeah,
but basically, it looks like a bunch of paper stacked on top of each other. So like,
it's concrete,
but it's printing it. The machine is printing it there on site, right? It's not like they're printing off sheets and pasting them together.
No, it's printing off the. I wish this thing would like go faster, but it's printing off the house, like, and it's starting from the ground up, and it's just a machine that just goes back and forth, and all it's doing is printing off the house layer by layer, wall, like room section by section or whatever. And it's really cool and it's very innovative. But the second part is just traditional framing. So like, could you imagine like us one day having 3D printed homes?
Well, I wonder how long it takes, because when I look at a picture of it, it looks like it takes a long time for the printer to print that. But at the same time, the house looks like something you could make out of rock or
concrete,
clay, or something, like a lot faster than printing it out.
Yeah, I don't know. But that's not really why, like, what I was really going to talk about today. I just wanted to share that. So, because I noticed it today. But today is the day that Bonnie and Clyde, if you look back on history today, you know who Bonnie and Clyde was, right?
I've heard of Bonnie and Clyde. Do I know who they are or what they said? No.
Well, they're famous outlaws that gunned down, I think they killed probably 13 people over a 3-year period from like 1930 to 1934, a 4-year period. And they had like, if you look at their car, they had like over like, I think it was like 200 something bullets. I don't know the exact number that police shot into their vehicle to literally kill them. Something I was like looking at online was 10 things you may not know about Bonnie and Clyde. And I thought the first one, so I'm actually on the History Channel website. When I was looking this stuff up, I was looking at different sites. And I'm really interested in this first one because, you know, we named our show the
Huzz Bandit.
And so it said, so people find it like really interesting that Ryan and I, we don't have wedding rings on. And so one of the things you may not know about Bonnie and Clyde is that Bonnie died wearing a wedding ring, but it wasn't Clyde's.
Whose was it?
So it was her, so 6 days before turning 16, Bonnie married her high school classmate, Roy Thornton. So it was basically, I think it was her first husband. And so their marriage, of course, was shambles, you know, within months. You know, Bonnie never again saw her husband after he was in prison for robbery in 1929. And soon after, Bonnie met Clyde. And so they fell in love. And then on the day Bonnie and Clyde were killed in 1934, she was still wearing Thornton's wedding ring because they never divorced.
Well, that's crazy.
Yeah. So, but why do we not wear our wedding rings?
We don't wear our wedding rings because you lost yours in the river when we went canoeing. You kept flipping over. And
well, I think we just don't like wearing the way the ring feels on our fingers.
No. You lost yours when we were canoeing in the river and you didn't realize it until later. And you said, I'm free.
Yeah.
So there might be something else going on there.
So other things that we did not know about Bonnie and Clyde is Bonnie wrote poetry.
Okay.
I thought that was
like, what cares? Kind of? Oh, here's a poem. You got to read it.
Yeah. It says, someday they'll go down together. And they'll bury them side by side. To a few, it'll be grief. To the law, a relief. But it's death for Bonnie and Clyde.
Okay. Wow.
Okay, girl. Crazy.
All right. So, wait. Just so I understand who Bonnie and Clyde are. So, they were, like, criminals.
Yeah.
And, like, what did they... They killed people, yeah. You said. But... What else did they do? They like robbed.
They robbed banks. So Bonnie and Clyde met in Dallas, of all places. They fell in love, and then they started this criminal like spree of robbing banks and everything. So, how many minutes is this?
But anyways, Jimmy, what did you think about our first episode of the Huzz Bandits, where we didn't know what we were doing?
Next week, we're going to be more prepared.
And by we, you mean you. Because me. I had facts.
Yeah, but how did you get your facts?
I researched.
Yeah, but you wouldn't that like be like, oh yeah, I guess, yeah. So, Ryan, what'd you think about our first episode thing that we did?
I think we did a thing, and we could only go up from here.
Hey, we have to start somewhere, right?
We do.
So, how do you want to like leave our podcast? You want to leave it like positive, right?
Yeah. And we are the Huzz Bandits.
Oh, and we are going to be like launching our like social media stuff coming up, you know, because we really want to try to connect with people. And we really have no clue what each week is going to bring.
Yeah, but I feel like we'll figure it out. I feel like that's what everybody has to do.
You got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
And really, again, our motivation for this is really for us. To just do what we just did and have fun and talk.
Oh my God. The end.
The end. Yay.